Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm not here to murder. Bend the knee and join me, or refuse and die.
Take cover!
I don't know about you, but I couldn't sleep till 2:15 in the morning Sunday night when we finally saw the Game of Thrones dragon come out and people got toasted and everyone worried. And what was everyone worried about? The fate of a child-killing, incestuous one-percenter. That's what the whole country was worried about. Jaime Lannister and the dragon, and did the horse get hurt? This is John Cass with Jeff Carlin, Will Lee, and as we become hoarders, we're like old men in some trailer, like a trailer park trailer, set in the near the Kankakee River someplace without electricity, hoarding papers and little tiny dogs. But instead, we're hoarding Game of Thrones because it's going to come to an end, and we're freaking out. Let's admit it. People were on the phone yesterday, all week. They were talking about it on Facebook, on Twitter. Will Lee, before we get into episode 5,
yes,
and before we talk about episode 4, the reason why Jeff and I call you the Three-Eyed Raven and Marwa is because you want to know everything.
This is true. I don't like it's actually your fault, John, and I'll just be real quick about it. Last week when we did last week's podcast, you joked about how when we were working together and how we back in those golden days when we still got the Game of Thrones screeners, how I always pored over every episode, and I found myself in a very dangerous situation last week when someone began posting clips from Sunday's episode on YouTube, you know. I didn't request it. I didn't
episode
go
4.
Episode 4.
The Spoils of War.
The Spoils of War.
The big dragon one.
I did not go looking for it. I just opened up my the YouTube, and there it was. So I said, no, there's no way that this could be it. And just as I click on it, it shows me the entire scene with Brienne and Arya, and it blew my mind. And it was from there, it just made me hungrier and hungrier for what was going on the rest of the season, which now we can know thanks to these. Darn hackers.
Yeah, but did you take advantage of it? Tell me, Jeff and I want to know if we have to have an intervention here.
Yep.
And poor Marwa, if she were here right now, she's a purist of this.
Marwa would never forgive me. Marwa would...
she's going to hear it. I know she's ill today. We might be able to get her on the phone, maybe.
She'd send me on the first ship to Braavos, never to be seen again.
But what did you do, Will? What have you done, man?
Well, some of the folks who have actually gone through the effort to read some of these leaked scripts, and then they will go on YouTube and just state out what they are. They do preface that producers can change what the original scripts are.
Stop it
before then, but they give you a great idea of what each episode is going to be. And I went, unfortunately, through the very end. So,
So what did he do? Did he just go? He just found out the whole season.
He became Bran.
He truly became Bran.
So he's not going to be nice to us anymore. Is he going to bring up all these things that are embarrassing?
I don't need you.
He's going to give Marwa the Valyrian dagger. That was cool.
Very cool.
So I think
you're sad, dude. Yeah, you're sad, man. I love you, dude, but you are, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like a sad little Bran now. Just touch the tree while we're talking.
I have to be ready when they come. I have to be ready, John.
All right. So was it not a friend on Facebook said it was, I forgot what it was. I forgot how she put it. Awesomeness, and there was balls and awesomeness, something together. Together they were there.
Sure.
Okay. Everybody knows about the dragon now.
Right? Oh, yeah. This was... okay, so the idea out there that's been floated is this was the best episode ever of Game of Thrones, and mostly because it was short. It was one of the shortest, if not the shortest episode
ever.
We're
missing 10 minutes of our that right. we should have had.
Right. So that being said, everything that was packed into this per minute, was this the best episode ever?
One of them. I'd say now that we want every – look, we've been waiting for 6 years since that lovely Amelia Clark came out of the fire with ashes on her.
Properly placed.
And dragging his fig leaf. And then ever since then, we've been waiting for these damn things to do something.
I mean, we saw them once with the baby. And, you know, they burned down a couple ships, and that was pretty impressive.
Right.
But that was they were still young, and it wasn't, you know, as authoritative as we just saw this past week, which was insane.
It was insane. I was grilling pork souvlaki, so I stopped at Al Badawi on 87th Street, got some muthamwa, which is like this awesome kick-ass garlic paste. We ate them, then everyone shut up. I delayed to have the coffee, let everybody do their whole dishes thing with the moving,
the clinking.
Got all that out of the way, and then sat down and watched it. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
And it's, everyone's talking about the dragon, because obviously the dragon was badass. But we're overlooking...
There's more out there.
There's so many more other things that were...
Right.
As, like... a certain Stark and a certain Bran of Tarth battling. Oh, my God.
My two of my favorite characters. Okay, here's the thing about this question. And by the way, everybody on Facebook who says, A, I don't watch it. I don't know what the big fuss is about. Just go over to the New York Times and write another op-ed where you're wringing your hand. Like, who cares? Who gives a crap? I give two figs for that. There was a hitman. His name was Nicky Calabrese. What did he kill, Lee? 30, 40, 50 guys? Hey, some of them got their heads chopped off. He's a Chinatown guy. He's got their heads chopped off. Some, you know, blew up. Some just died of stab wounds. Some were burned in their cars. It depends how these things go, okay?
Accidents, all of them.
Clearly not. But the point is, Nicky Calabrese, one of the most feared hitmen, never acted like a hitman. He never showed you, oh, do you want to see all my guns? He never showed you, do you want to see my tricks, my cars, my moves, all the stolen cars, where I put. He never did that. Now, Arya Stark is basically a hitman now.
Mm-hmm. An assassin.
She's a little ice pick.
Right.
Assassin, right?
Absolutely.
The girl that I would like her as my daughter, but now she's a killer. So...
For her to be your daughter, you'd probably have to be dead, though, so.
I don't know. I'd have to have my head cut off for her to become that person, right?
True.
All right, so there's sacrifices. But wouldn't you, if you were a hitman, would you advertise all your skills gleefully as she did in her duel with Brienne of Tarth?
Well, I'll start. Let me start.
Go
with
for
that.
It,
because I've thought quite a bit about this. It was the very first scene that I saw, unfortunately, early. But it what struck me about that is there are a lot of different dynamics to the scene. What's going on above them, which is with where Sansa gets the first taste of just how good her sister is, with Littlefinger watching, which she really doesn't want.
And also, what bothers her is Sansa, Arya saying, "You swore an oath to our mother to serve both of us." And that's when the mayor of Chicago, Littlefinger, turns to Sansa and gives his little Littlefinger smirk.
I don't think that Sansa is bothered by it at all. I think that she sees this to her advantage. This is one more weapon in her toolbox. But she doesn't want Littlefinger to know anything about this. She doesn't want to
She
know.
Doesn't trust him.
She's right not to trust
right.
him. So... there you may see something happen soon with all of that, but
damn it, Will!
Damn you, Will!
What
the heck are you doing?
No, this is all speculation. I don't know for sure. For that particular point, I don't know.
Now
for
he's
sure.
got everybody. Yeah.
I got you all spooked.
It's been a while since I trained.
I can go and find the Master of Arms to you, my lady.
He didn't beat the Hound. You did. I want to train with you. You swore to serve both my mother's daughters, didn't you?
The battle of them, where Arya is showing all her skills.
Not all, just some.
She's just faster. They're just sparring.
Quicker. In other words, she's not going to fight you. Arya is like Will Lee. She's not going to fight you. She's just going to kill you.
Right.
There's no fight. She's not going to fight.
That was all defensive. She could, if she's going to...
She's going to move one way, counter, and...
Oh, no, that's the whole thing. Brienne, she was faster than Brienne. That's when the kick, when Brienne unleashed the kick, it was because Arya kept getting the better of her. And one of the hits, she hits her in the glove first and then hits her on the side. She gets fast. She's faster than her, and Brienne's taken by this. So when she keeps feels herself getting, as they say on the street, getting ate up by this little shorty on the basketball court... She unleashes the
elbow,
kick.
Except it's
and
kick.
Then my favorite thing of the entire scene, when Arya does the swing leg, swings the leg over and hops back up and looks like a scorpion about to attack.
Oh, yeah.
That is by far my favorite thing I've seen her do. I was like, that's who I want, Arya.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yes.
And Maisie Williams learned how to, my boys tell me, Maisie Williams learned how to fight left-handed because Arya is left-handed in the book. Okay, that's one. Number two. It's difficult for you guys to imagine this, but imagine me as Daenerys Stormborn, beautiful blonde girl. Okay?
Got it.
Wait, hang on.
Okay, you got it. Okay. And Will is my Dothraki security, and Jeff, who I'm kind of hot for in terms of the, you know, you're Jon Snow, you say, let's go into a cave by ourselves. What security of any king or queen would let? Okay, yeah, sure, it's okay. She says, "Go in the cave by yourself." Would that ever happen? No.
I think so. Because she told them to stay back, and they bowed.
Doesn't matter.
No one's going to override her. No one's going to talk her out of what she wants to do.
If Barriss and Selmy were there.
Also, the thing is, in one critique of this season is how the time is kind of going
faster.
Right, exactly. By this time, they've been on Dragonstone, I guess, for weeks together.
Sure.
So it's probably just her feeling a little. You know, he doesn't have his weapon. He doesn't have Longclaw. He doesn't have. None of them have weapons, and we don't.
His weapons are his eyes because he's looking into her eyes, and she's looking into his. And that thing's building. Okay, I'm not all for the whole incest. You know. Incest is not my métier, as we say, but he's definitely there's definitely something going on there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You can kind of feel the sort of tension already, like when they're talking and then he moves her hand with the torch toward it. You know, it's like, ooh, he's touching a queen.
Ooh,
how under he.
I will say though that that cave scene was underwhelming on a whole. Just because it was, you know, they're like, oh, this great thing, this great historical thing, and I get it. But it just looked too...
Too Mad Max number 3.
Yeah.
Just, like with the same idea of the stick figures.
Well, yeah. You think John did it, didn't you? You think John Davos went down there?
I think he went there. If I was sure, I sure would have been like, oh, this is a... Did you do this?
It's a cave that gets completely full of water at high tide. And still, these things are perfect.
Right. Bright blue.
No algae growing all over the place.
No, right. I was a little taken out by that. So that scene with the romantic pieces of it and the googly eyes at each other, I was like, all right.
It's happening.
This has to happen, okay.
If I can add one thing.
No, please add more.
No, it's also hilarious that, you know, they get very close and Daenerys, you know, notes about how, you know, she's very mesmerized by this. And she still demands that he bend the knee.
She wants him to bend the knee, just like, do you like me? Do you not like me? We've all been in eighth grade. This is eighth grade love affair.
On the bend the knee thing, now, remember when John was trying to get the wildlings to fall in line?
Mance Rayder said the same speech.
He convinced Mance Rayder, the same exact speech to Mance Rayder. He's like, you know, to do this for the better of your people, you know, no one's going to remember a dead man who was proud, but everyone will remember a dead man who saved us all, you know, or brought us together. And he's stubborn. He won't do it because why?
Because the Northerners are different folks?
Another thing. Okay, Mycroft Holmes. what's his name? Gaddis? Gregory Gaddis?
Mm-hmm.
The character who is the Iron Bank of Braavos. Okay? Right. And he's talking to Cersei. Oh, thank you for sending that. We'll be happy that you send all this money to us from...
The Reach.
Never repaid your debt so quickly.
Never, right. What is going on there? Is he hinting that he could take her out at any time? And if so, then the bankers are really the kings.
No, but they are. I think he's hinting that she can't do anything without them, that there is no way, and no one who has sat on the Iron Throne has ever done anything without the Iron Bank being on their side. Mm-hmm. It's just that they're just that good at what they do, essentially. And she needs a bigger, a better, stronger force than she has. And he is going to supply that because now they've returned their debt.
Although, I do have to ask this. It's strange to me. The gold, as we send, is sent off to King's Landing. And just before Daenerys attacks, they said, oh, it's within the gates of King's Landing. Yeah. I kept speculating, I'm like, could it get stolen before it? Because they say
That's
King's Landing
thinking, yeah.
is not at the Red Keep yet. So it's in the city, but not yet within the hands of
There's possible. Mm-hmm. You could have some sort of surreptitious activity.
And also, the city is also in ruins because not only has the Sept been destroyed, but people still are very angry and it's in disarray. That's what you saw in the first episode when the Lannister soldiers are talking about it. It's, oh, everything is terrible in King's Landing. So I just hoping out against hope that some bandits come by and steal the gold and therefore Cersei has nothing.
I can't. Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm freaking out because I don't even want to. I'm not looking at it.
Right, no, it's not.
He knows, like, some stuff. I don't know what he knows. Here's the look. If you're not watching this because we don't do a television cast.
Right.
I'm at a desk. Suspenders, tie, blue shirt. Will, black, the cool guy, black T-shirt, gray T-shirt. And then behind the glass is Jeff Carlin.
The Wizard of Oz.
And I'm looking at Jeff, avoiding Will's eyes. Ever since I know that he knows... I don't want to look him in the eye anymore. Will, I'm talking to you sideways.
It's not that I know everything that's going to happen. In fact, another critique of this season is because everything is on an accelerated schedule, there are a lot of things that, you know, we can't know now because they have right. to pay attention to these big, giant things. Like, we were just talking about how much people hate Cersei. That was a given. I was going into the season hoping to see all the people, you know, against her because she's killed their king that they loved and the queen that they loved, but we don't have time for that now. We don't have time for all of these good things that could have come about because...
We do have time for this, Will Lee. And I'm staring...
He's actually looking at him.
I'm
yeah.
doing the John staring.
Yeah, this is not good.
The John eye. Mm-hmm. Okay, Castle Y. The, there was a legend about a sword called Lightbringer. Mm-hmm. Are we familiar with this legend?
We are.
And Lightbringer is probably the most powerful magical sword in the history of Westeros.
Missing.
It has all sorts of powers.
Missing, right. It's out and
about. It's missing. Mm-hmm. The first time when it was broken, it was forged in the blood of a hero's wife. First in water, it didn't work. The blood of a hero's wife who was the daughter of a king, that worked. But I think you have to keep the theory, I believe, is you have to progress. The next time it's going to come out, it has to be reforged again. Hmm. This is my theory.
All right.
At the same time, we know that Qyburn, who is like the devious, if you would think of Schumer, Senator Schumer, his intelligence operation, okay? Senator Schumer, kind of like a assertive male Dick Durbin, kind of, you know?
To be fair, Dick Durbin is male.
Oh, yes. But I mean, like, you right. know, there's a certain malevolence. Durbin's soft on the outside, strong on the inside. Qyburn is kind of like that. The Scorpion, which is a machine that shoots these huge bolts, was used and hit the dragon.
And burned.
And was burned by the dragon, but it hit him.
Right.
Question. Look at me right in my bleeping Uh-oh. Eyes, Will.
Uh-oh.
We know Qyburn is cognizant of various potions that are put on in drinks and in to kill people or on metal piercing objects that pierce your skin.
Sure. Could he?
Are the shafts from the scorpion poisoned? And will the dragon die? And before he dies, they find the sword, and therefore she sacrifices the dragon so that they could have the sword at least.
Wow. Wow, John.
Is that weird? Am I too weird?
John, no. John, you are. You've delved into it. I swear, there's no one on YouTube who probably has the powers that you have. Now, I'll say that the sword...
Is that like a little slap?
Not a slap.
No, it's kind of a slap to
me. Not at all. It was...
Praise to the face, open disgrace.
No, it's the thing. The sword is... any of these missing Targaryen swords have been a huge topic, and just speculation amongst the community. Once people mention the Golden Company, which book readers will know were founded by the bastard, the Blackfyres.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this real speculation and real hope that somehow during this whole thing, one of these swords, be it Lightbringer or Dark Sister or some of them, resurfaces so that Daenerys can be holding it or lofting it up in battle.
Why do you need it?
It's against
the Iceman.
Against the Iceman, about the others.
But yes. They've got dragon glass, so...
That's not enough. It'll be too easy.
And Valyrian.
Valyrian steel.
Absolutely.
I will fight for you. I will fight for the North. When you bend the knee.
My people won't accept a southern ruler. Not after everything they've suffered.
It's the thing.
So what happens next week? Episode 5.
Will can't answer.
No.
Will, don't look at me.
I'm not looking at anyone.
We got to put like a burlap bag over his head, like in Dark Knight, like
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, I'm just still so overwhelmed by last week's episode. I think they're going to send Jaime Lannister's hand to Cersei.
Does Jaime Lannister live?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I just think so.
Because he's too cool to die.
Yeah, I mean, he's too sympathetic to die. I mean,
was it Bronn or Dickon that saved him? I think Bronn.
It was Bronn. Yeah,
it was Bronn.
Right.
I think they're saved, and I think they convince Jaime about what's going to happen. Like, I think beyond the wall. They bring him to make him realize that there is a greater thing out there, and he in turn tries to kind of help them but not help them convince.
Who tells Jaime? Because is he captured? He'll be captured.
Right, so he'll be captured. I mean, Tyrion's there. Tyrion saw him.
Right.
And I think they convert him, if you will. Or at the very least, all his soldiers, they're like, well, there's no way we're going to fight against this. There's no, I mean, the dragon.
Right.
And like we saw, which the Ed Sheeran thing kind of set us up for this, because all those soldiers were like, yeah, we've never been to King's Landing. We were there once, and now we're sworn and we're in this far flung place.
Oh, we don't care.
Right, and so I think you're going to see that more, that they're going to lay into that, and that kind of set the table for this. And so,
would you fight
a dragon? God,
I mean,
no.
Would you hear right?
Well, for a queen like you were saying, Will, that there is this sentiment that people who are upset with her and have been through a ton of terrible things already, that their loyalty can't be necessarily that strong.
Also, I'd like to add to that off of Jeff's comment that Jaime, I also do think, survives. But the thing that they also realized in the last episode is that if he survives, he will be scarred emotionally from it.
He's changing.
He's absolutely changing. Around
Brienne
him
has helped him change.
But not just mm-hmm. that. During the scene when Daenerys is attacking, he has several close moments where you see he's being very much scarred by seeing mm-hmm. all of his fellow countrymen, some of them may be actually relatives, be destroyed by the dragon, burned to ash. Like, first the flame flashes and then the ashes are blown to
stepped on by horses.
That was absolutely so cool, where it wasn't just like the body was crystallized ash, so if you touch it, it crumbles.
Right. And
absolutely.
And to Will's point, too, I think Dickon being there mm-hmm. and talking about how, he's kind of telling his history a little. He's like, yeah, I love being way out in the middle of nowhere fighting people for other people's wars. Like, yeah.
He doesn't like it anymore.
Right. And that was a real person-to-person moment. And you saw Jaime kind of like tilt his head a little and like, I've never, no one in my family has never said that. Like, why would you say that or even think that? And I think to Will's point, him seeing all these people die, I think it's going to change his sensibility that what's the point? You know, especially if you're going up against a dragon. I mean, maybe you have a scorpion that's laced, but this dragon is otherworldly. If this person brought this back, I think it's like everyone says, well, why do you follow Daenerys? Because of the things she's done, what she
represents. That was also quite good. Melisandre, who's a beautiful young woman, great actor, very interesting.
Can I mention one other thing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, please.
Because we're talking, because so a point, Jaime will be changed, scarred forever. Mm-hmm. Also, Daenerys, as we all have known for the past few episodes, she's starting to become much more, you know, being pulled in two different directions. Is she the dragon or is she a peacebringer? You know, which is she? You know.
And then the teasers, okay, in the, you know, the teasers are, you must talk to her. Get sense through her. What? Because she's what? She's killing everybody now?
She's vengeful now.
Well, that's what happens with queens. That's why we have a republic.
But how
you
know,
could you imagine Hillary Clinton? If you think Trump is bad, just imagine Hillary Clinton with a Supreme Court. I'm just saying.
Well,
oh, my Lord.
But that's the point. She is, at this point, starting to pull into the direction of being a conqueror rather than just being, you know, the breaker of chains. How do you do both of those things? And John did say to her, this isn't anything different than they've seen.
We're different than our fathers.
Okay, so bring the dragons up north with Sandor Clegane and Beric Dondarrion and the badass company. What are they called?
The
Brothers Without Borders or something.
Banners, you're right.
Banners, right. And they're gonna meet the White Walkers. Jon Snow has to be there. Because he has to confront them again and again and again. But this time they're going to have Dragonglass. They'll come to the rescue with Dragonglass. That's what I think.
And they're going to have Bran who's going
to... I can't even look at you, spot. Will.
Yeah,
Will, he just like nods his head like, well, maybe, maybe not. Like, I can't.
I'll tell you after you go off, John. It'll be great.
I don't want to know.
But
you
wanted
to tell me about the Red Wedding.
Oh, my God.
He's like, do you really want to know?
I think you're also seeing with Daenerys, too, that she's not necessarily being split. I don't think from the Breaker of Chains to the Conquering. I think it's more to being the leader, you know, the rightful heir to the throne, which includes being a Breaker of Chains and the Conqueror. But she's between toward both of those things and Jon Snow and this idea of being a monarch. Because once she's on the throne, she's got to be a monarch. So she's going to need somebody to rule with or somebody, and Jon Snow is that guy. And I think that's where we're seeing her. We're seeing her turn into more of a monarch as opposed to just a conqueror.
So what does that mean? She's going to have sex with him or
she's
not?
She's softening. That's what I want to know. She will. She's softening. That's what she's building.
And it's love, John.
Whatever stands in our way, we will defeat.
Bran saw the Night King and his army marching towards Eastwatch. Bad things are coming.
In every group of friends, there's one Will. You should have just, you know what you should have done, man? You should have just lied and not told everybody that you know.
No, I want you to
know. Because now I don't know what to do with him.
I want you to know,
Jeff.
I want you to know very much.
Right? And now he feels bad. He kind of.
Oh, no.
You stole it from yourself.
Oh, no. I want to know. I want to ruin myself. But no, before we go, I want to know about the dagger because the one thing that was in one of the early things, I think Jeff probably noticed, then while Sam was in the Citadel reading through these old books, there's actually an image of the dagger in one of the books that Sam is reading. We don't know what it is, but it has some type of history. Also in the scene when Littlefinger is handing the dagger to Bran, at one point Bran
asks.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't even talk about it.
Bran asks Littlefinger, do you know who the owner is? And Littlefinger says something like, you know, this is what started the War of the Five Kings. But he didn't answer. What I think Bran was asking him, if he knew who the original owner was.
Right.
And that could be someone, that could be anyone. That could be Aegon the Conqueror, for all we know. But it's in an old text.
Or it could be the knight.
Right.
Could it be?
It could be anyone.
The Night King?
And the idea when Bran hands it off to Arya, he kind of, for a second, you know, kind of lingers when he hands it off to her.
Because he knows what she's going to do with it. And he kind of revels in that a little
bit.
He
knows it all.
That's the thing, okay? When is Bran going to get, you know, quit pouting you, Bran? He's like pouting, like, I know everything that's going to happen. There's nothing I can do. I feel like slapping him, like, that scene in The Godfather when he, you know, you can act like a man. slap him a couple times. He's got to get back to helping his family. Screw everything else. The space-time continuum, the time and the war.
He's very busy doing that, keeping everything in straight. And
he's got to go.
He's already ruined it.
When is he going to tell Jon Snow, Jon, you're really Rhaegar's son?
That's a good
next
question.
Episode?
I hope so.
It's moving fast.
Yes. We've only got 3 episodes left.
It's true.
What?
It's only 3 episodes left.
Yeah.
3 episodes left?
5, 6, 7.
Yep. And then we got to wait until the next.
Watch your mouth. You're talking about Shaft.
I can't. 3 episodes left?
Yeah.
Then we wait, what, 2 years?
Something like that.
By that time, Emilia Clarke will have 3 kids.
I don't think they don't start filming now until September.
They haven't filmed the last season?
No.
Wait a second.
No.
What if somebody dies?
Indeed.
What are you going to put Brian Cox as the dwarf?
Yeah.
And all these people that
standing on his knees?
Well, they all, you know, I've been seeing all the actors who didn't.
Who didn't.
Turn it down.
My goodness.
All right. Well, I don't know what to do with you, Will Lee. I think the next time we meet, Marwa will have known. Poor Marwa. When she hears this. When she hears what you've done, my God, man.
She'll never talk to me again.
The same exact words I told.
Maybe she was smart. She
told
said
Steve
she was
Bartman,
sick.
My God, man, do you realize what you've just done? To yourself, Will.
Maybe she's just smarter than you and I, John. She knew she couldn't handle sitting in the same room discussing Game of Thrones with Will because you couldn't trust him.
I'm not saying a single thing.
Maybe that's why she's not here. She's ill. When she sees him. Marwa will just look at you and just go, okay, and be nice to him. But in reality, you'll have hurt her and hurt all of us, Will. Because now you have information. And I can't take it. Jeff Carlin, Will Lee, a.k.a. Old School, Marwa Altaguri, who's not here, but still I'm doing on the Twitter, and John Cass. This is not the Chicago way. This is the Games of Thrones way, Chicago style. Remember this. Chaos is a ladder. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Little Finger is Rahm Emanuel. See you later.